the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day
informed. The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
19 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Church in Zambia urged to rise in prayer against immorality. Elephant accused 23-year-old man in Chama. And foreign news, Central African Republic's president confirmed third-term bid. In sports, Nigeria crowned champions after comeback win over Morocco in WAFCON final. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. World Vision Zambia is working on a 5-year strategic plan to be completed in 2026 that will reach over 1.5 million Zambian children. Speaking to One Love Radio News, World Vision Zambia National Director Mark Noshbach says currently the organization has reached over 1.3 million children. Mr. Noshbach says World Vision is currently working in 70 districts of the country, with most projects centered on areas where they are implementing a different set of projects, which range from education, health and nutrition.
Strategic plan by next year. So we have reached more than 1.3 million children so far. And so in terms of impact, we're working across 70 districts. And most of our programs are centered around what we call area programs, where we are implementing a set of different activities that may range from education, health and nutrition. So the impact that we see directly at the community level, to give a very practical example, as we have just recently come from the drought, so we provided, for example, school meals to over 100,000 children, and what we saw as a direct impact of that is that children were able to continue with their education at the school level, and so while the drought was...
Meanwhile, World Vision Water Sanitation Hygiene and Energy Technical Programs Manager Jesse Simuyachi says under technical programs, the Water Sanitation Hygiene World Vision is implementing a number of interventions in 3 locations, which include schools, healthcare facilities, drilling of boreholes and installation of solar-powered mechanized water system.
Modern ablution blocks in schools and healthcare facilities. Then in communities, we work with the traditional leaders. We work with local structures, existing local structures, to help the communities construct sustainable toilets using locally available materials, because you want them to be sustainable. So it's always easy and cheaper to help them work with what they have in the communities. So in terms of water supply, in the past 3 years, we have drilled over 500 boreholes across the country, and also constructed over 250 piped water systems. This is also across the country. So that's a combination of both in schools, healthcare facilities, and communities. Yeah, in terms of rehabs as well, we have done over 400 rehabs. That's on an average.
Lusaka's Mandevu constituency, Ngwerere Ward 22 councillor, has revealed that works have advanced on the construction of Kwacha Market Shelter in Chululu and that it will soon be handed over to the community. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Councillor Adrian Banda says after the completion of the market, his office will ensure that all the traders that were trading from the market before the construction are accommodated before allowing new traders. Mr. Banda says the completion of the market will bring street vending at the market to an end and will allow the traders to trade from the safe and healthy environment.
We'll make sure all our mothers go in the market. And already some mothers had already their stand where they even gave us the go-ahead to pay for development. So there's nothing like strategically. What we want is to empower women, go back, trading in a good environment so that their merchandise can be sold at a safe place. We have got an open door policy which I bring every human being closer to me and to my office at large. So already the women, I normally visit them every now and then to ensure them to say, once the market is completed, you are the first priority people to occupy the stand. So me, I'm always...
The Lusaka City Council says the cleaning exercise that was conducted in selected parts of the Central Business District was received well by the traders and other stakeholders. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Bulumba Nyambe says traders turned up in numbers as early as 05 hours in the morning to help clean their workplaces. Mr. Nyambe says the cleaning program was done under the Clean Cities Initiative and involved the cleaning of Kamwala's Lubama markets, intercity bus terminals and Komesa market.
People had actually already started cleaning and maintaining their surroundings, their shops, and the shops were closed. So that entails that people had received the initiative with both hands. Remember, the Keep is Under Clean Green and Youth campaign that we're trying to promote. And, it has been received well, and we hope that people embrace it going forward. We want to ensure that people, begin to clean every day and not just when there is a call for them to do so. It should be an activity that they do on a daily basis. Alongside the campaign, we were actually educating people since.
Now, a 23-year-old man of Chizimba village in Chama district, Eastern Province, has been killed by an elephant as he was guarding his crops against attacks and destruction. Dyson Mukandawire was attacked around 05 hours on Saturday while in his garden in the company of his elder brother. He died on his way to Chama district hospital where he was being fed by an ambulance. According to Zanis, Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba has confirmed that the deceased sustained a broken left leg and left hand and a deep cut on the belly, leaving his intestines protruding. Mr. Mwemba says brief facts of the matter are that Dyson Mukandawire, now a deceased, spent the night at the garden with his elder brother Sam Nyerenda, aged 52 years of Mutanila village, Chief Kabombo, to protect their crops from being grazed on by animals, especially elephants that have been a threat to the community. Mr. Mwemba explained that around 05 hours, the deceased and his brother saw a number of elephants advancing to where they were, and the two